It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus. Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blimey, everyone. What a draw we've just had for the Champions League and the Europa League. And the Conference League, actually. I think interesting draws for the Italian teams all the way through. I know Mina's already done a voice note on Champions League games, and I was going to do something on the Thursday night games, but I thought I'd hang off and see the draw, and now inevitably I'm starting with the Champions League again, so I'm sorry for all the Europa League and Conference League heads out there. We will get to that, but I can't not talk about this Champions League draw. For anyone who hasn't seen it, if you've been under a rock, the big news for the Italian clubs: Napoli have drawn Milan and Inter have drawn Benfica, but the big part of it is that they're on the same side of the draw. So the winners of those two games will face each other in the semi-final. So I was saying on Twitter before the draw, look, I'm not really a big fan of seeing teams from the same country play each other in Europe. I think that's the least exciting thing because they can already play at home. I like seeing teams that don't always get to play each other have these games, but I would have been intrigued for a quarter-final Milan derby, because it's a derby, because it's Milan against Inter, and seeing that on this big stage again for the first time in God, since Shevchenko was playing and the flare was thrown at Dida and the game had to be abandoned. It's been forever. Would have been a scene. We might still get it, but it'll be in the semi-final if it happens, and it requires Milan to knock out Napoli. Clearly, this is a sort of promising draw for Italian football, because essentially, only Benfica stand between us and the possibility of having an Italian team in the final of the Champions League, which just boggles the mind, honestly. You think, since Juventus, no one's gone there, and the idea that it could be Milan again for the first time in forever, or that it could be Napoli, literally the first time ever, Inter for the first time since La Tripletta, it's such a crazy idea. Now, let's not underestimate Benfica. Benfica are not Porto, so don't assume that just because Inter beat Porto, they're going to beat Benfica. Benfica already knocked out Juventus. Benfica are a very, very good team. But I do think, looking at the two sides of the draw, you can't argue that the Italian clubs have not got the better side of it. I think knowing that only one of Real Madrid, Bayern Munich or Manchester City, that you're going to have to play only one of those three clubs between here and winning the competition potentially is a huge thing. And yes, we're going to have at least one Italian team in the semi-final because Napoli are playing Milan. We're going to have so much time to talk about these games. I don't think it's worth going into a big analysis of them. I thought it was fun. Luciano Spalletti immediately just shooting back at anyone saying that this was a good draw for Napoli, saying anyone who says that is an idiot. And then actually falling to like the most cliche line of all, saying, well, if you or everyone tells me that Champions League is about experience, look how many Champions Leagues Milan have won, so clearly they're the experienced team. Listen, Luciano, I roll my eyes at English commentators and managers when they say things like this, so you don't get away with this. Everyone knows that Milan team is a very young Milan team. These are not the same players who were playing Champions League finals against Liverpool with Pippo Inzaghi up front or going further back, the great teams under Arrigo Sacchi. This is a different animal, but I am excited to see one of those teams in semi-final. I'm excited to see if Inter can pull off another result in Europe. I think it's a surprise to me that either they or Milan have got this. Not a surprise, but I think both they and Milan have really exceeded themselves to get this far. And I think that's going to be a really tough tie against Benfica, but we'll have time to talk about the ties. I just think it's exciting to know that we've got at least one Italian team in the semi-final and effectively just one team standing between all three Italian sides and the possibility of a Serie A team in the final. So exciting draw for Italian football for sure. And, you know, just to remind everyone as well, by the way, actually sort of when we talk about European glory and to lean into what Spalletti said rather than fight with him, in the greater context of European football, these are not small clubs. Milan, Inter, Benfica, Napoli, as our good friend Matteo Bonetti was reminding people on Twitter, 12 Champions League or European Cup trophies between them. So not a side of the draw lacking in history as well. And look, again, friend of the show, Gab Marcotti, had a good take as well, saying one way or another, we're getting either an Italian or Portuguese team in that final. Last Serie A team was 6 years ago, last Portuguese team 19 years ago. So very much going to be an exciting finalist out of that side of the draw regardless. Moving on to the Europa League draw, definitely not, I wouldn't say a favourable draw for Juventus during Sporting. We've just seen the knockout Arsenal. I think they're going to be really tough, but the idea of a Manchester United Juventus semi-final, which is the potential draw we have on, potential semi-final we have on that side of the draw, if Manchester United meet Sevilla, that's a really mouth-watering idea to, again, sort of historic giants of European football could go up against each other. But do not take Sporting for granted. Don't take Sevilla for granted either. I think all of the ties in this competition, to me, feel like games could go either way. I like on the other side of the draw, Feyenoord get Roma. Or Roma get Feyenoord, which is, of course, a rematch of the Europa Conference League final. Worked out well for Roma last time. I think it's a tie I would expect Roma to win, but again, take nothing for granted. To talk to how these teams did in their actual games on Thursday night, do you know, I think there's a whole fascinating narrative with Thursday night and the Europa League and the Europa Conference League. For Roma, it was just such a Mourinho narrative. It was such a you shall not pass, what was it, 19 shots they gave up to Sociedad with only three of their own, less than 25% of possession. Stop me, or don't stop me, actually, if you've heard this before with Jose Mourinho in Europe, but when it works, it works. And when you win the first leg 2-0, you put yourself in position to play this way against the Sociedad team who we thought could give them, when we saw the draw, a really hard time, who are fourth in the Liga. And I think this was another mature, impressive performance from an Italian club in Europe in a round full of them. This point has been made in lots of places now, but I'll reiterate it for this voice note. We had 6 out of 7 teams, Italian teams, go through in this European round, if we include the Champions League, the Europa League, and the Conference League. And out of those, you had all of the Champions League teams. Both Europa League teams did not concede a single goal. So real sort of return to the old ideas, I suppose, of Italian teams just not giving you a sniff in Europe. And look, it's not always pretty with Jose, but I don't think he or Roma will care one bit. He took them to winning the Conference League last season. They're in the quarterfinals of the Europa League this season. And of course, managed to get a dig in at Lazio while he was at it, saying afterwards he felt sorry for UEFA, who now have to spend money to ship the Conference League trophy somewhere else when it could have stayed in Rome. Just wonderful Mourinho jabbing and jibing ahead of the derby, of course, this weekend. Always fun to see him in his element. Hey gang, just wanted to let you know that you can now get a free 14-day trial of our Chronicles Tifosi Patreon membership.
Subscribe now for free for 14 days to get access to all of our full episodes, solo minisodes, bonus content, even behind-the-scenes bonuses like our chats about football, and of course, our chats about life in general. You can also get the entire back catalogue of Serie A Chronicles content.
So head over to serieachronicles.com/Patreon and subscribe to the Chronicles Tifosi membership for free.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I do think, because this is the big narrative, actually. This is why I'm coming to this point. The big narrative of Thursday night football, the Europa League, the Europa Conference League, which I talked about heaps last season with them winning the Conference League. These competitions outside of the Champions League, that they to a great extent, they mean what you say they mean. And when I say what you say, I mean what a club says, like what the manager says, what the players believe, what your messaging is to your fans and whether your fans reciprocate that. Because they're not financially as valuable as going even a few rounds in the Champions League. It's very hard to make anything like the same money from playing in even the Europa League as it is to the Champions League. But a European trophy is a European trophy, and big European nights are big European nights. And these competitions can simultaneously be exhausting because they put such a demand on the number of games you play, but also really uplifting for a team. And I think Mourinho has shown how to achieve uplift for his team from having these nights in Europe. And I think what's fascinating to me is I think that Fiorentina right now are absolutely having that same sort of uplift of, look what happens when we start to get momentum, we start to win some games together. They've had such a difficult, some would say disappointing season in Serie A. They lost 10 games already this season. They're in the bottom half of the table. It's not what I expected from them at the start of the season. But if you look at more recently how they've been doing, since beating Braga 4-0 away from home in the previous round, they've gone, including that game, they've taken 7 wins and a draw from the last 8 games, and that includes Serie A. So they are taking that form that they're building in Europe and they're taking it back home with them. And I think that's one of the ways this can go for you, frankly, when you put that energy into winning in Europe and when you start to get those feel-good wins. And they've had some real feel-good wins in this competition. Fiorentina, the Braga win obviously was huge. They won 4-0 away from home, 3-2 at home. Sivasspor now in the last 16. It was a 4-1 win in Turkey after the 1-0 win at home. And look, this was, weirdly, I almost thought they were better in the first leg at home. I thought some of the football they played in that first leg was real swaggering stuff, really confident, like showing off, like flicks and tricks, pulling out all the stops kind of performance they had in the first leg. And yet they only scored once. In the second leg, they scored 4 times. And some of it was just self-inflicted nonsense from Sivasspor. Honestly, the Dimitrios Goutas' own goal was just one of those moments where you look at it and think, anything not to be in his shoes, frankly, you can just feel how that would be a ground swallow me up kind of moment, because he could have done 100 different things when he gets that ball inside the area. He could bring it down, he could clear it, he could put it behind for a corner, he could just lump it, and instead heading it back towards your own goal. I mean, as a defender, you're told not to do this. Don't put it towards your own goal, put it to either side of the goal, because if you put it on target, things can happen. And in that case, things happened. And then Hakan Arslan gets sent off afterwards for just a stupid kick. I mean, it was a bit of a nothing kick, and the reaction to it greatly exaggerated, but still a stupid kick. And suddenly you've taken a tie that at one point looked quite close. Sivasspor did score first in this leg, and it's not close at all. But again, just the way that Fiorentina experiences this game, the way they celebrated those goals from Artur Cabral and Nikola Milenkovic that put them 2-1 up, you can see that it matters to them. And I think listening to Vincenzo Italiano, the manager, he talked about it. He said, look, we really wanted to qualify for this competition. We put loads of work into qualifying for this competition last season. So now we want to keep this dream alive. And they have. They have embraced this competition in much the same way as Roma did last season. They're the top scorers in the Europa Conference League by a way, in fact. And they've scored 26 goals, something crazy in the competition. And I think that energy has come back to them. Like I said, in Serie A, they are playing their best football right now. Things are starting to click for them. And let's see how far they can go in the competition. They are through to quarterfinals. They've drawn Lech Poznan in the quarters. Poznan have also scored a lot of goals in the competition this season. So potential for a really high scoring quarterfinal, but they've managed to avoid the West Ham side of the draw. I don't know if West Ham are necessarily the team you look out for as the team to beat in this competition. It's tempting to look that way just because Premier League money is always a factor, but who knows? I think it's a pretty wide open draw in the Conference League, but Fiorentina certainly are alive in it. Lazio are not alive in it because they lost for the second time 2-1 to AZ Alkmaar, both legs, 2-1 defeats, both legs they scored first. And a fascinating contrast, right, with Maurizio Sarri, who has just been going around basically saying this competition doesn't matter that much to me, saying I would much, between this game and the one against Roma, the derby at the weekend, I'd much rather win the derby. And look, no one's going to disagree with that. No one's looking around and going, oh yeah, I really hope we win this game against Alkmaar over the derby, when you've got both Roma and Lazio competing for the top four. So not just a derby with everything on the line, you could say. But I don't know. I guess we'll find out this weekend. I guess we'll find out on Sunday at 5 o'clock UK time, 6 o'clock local time. Because if you don't win that derby now, to me, it's going to be very easy to look at this and go, well, did you make your own bed here by not committing, by not playing this game like you meant it and giving your team the potential to get that uplift of a win, especially having already only sort of drawn at the weekend against Bologna. It was a chance to inject a little bit of optimism back into the team. Look, Sarri will tell you his team just isn't deep enough. There was some rotation here, but there was also some of the biggest starters on the pitch in this game. Milinkovic-Savic started this game. Azarkanyi started this game. There was not a total sort of nothing team put out away to AZ Alkmaar, but in any case, the attitude, the performance was not there, despite Felipe Anderson scoring the first goal in the tie. And Lazio are the one Italian team who did not make it through. The one other Italian team who I haven't talked about yet really is Juventus. And I feel like that might just wrap up with a bow this whole thesis that I'm putting together. My goodness, I've only just seen how long I've been talking. I'm sorry, guys. I've wished on for much longer than I meant to. But this thesis I'm putting together about these competitions meaning as much as you say they do, and the important part of them perhaps being what they can give your team in terms of momentum and uplift. Dusan Vlahovic in this game, that for me, the story of this game is Dusan Vlahovic, because Vlahovic has been going through this, what feels like a psychodrama that we've been talking about on the podcast, where he can't score a goal, six games without a goal, and the pressure is building up on him. And you get to the point where even Sampdoria's manager, bottom of the table, wants to console him as much as console his own players. And then he scores in the first half of this game, and you can see what a release it is for him. You can see the energy and the roar and the enthusiasm that he has when he scores that goal. The celebration was such an emphatic celebration. And then VAR says, nope, offside, and takes it away from him. Honestly, when he stepped up to take that penalty in the 45th minute, I thought he's going to miss this. I really genuinely thought there's no way he scores this penalty after everything, after recent travails, and then having that goal taken off him, I thought he's definitely missing it. And frankly, it was not a great penalty. On another day, I think Flecken does keep that out, and it's a different story. But as it happens, he did score it, and I think all Juventus fans are going to be hoping now that that's the moment something clicks, and you get Dusan Vlahovic back to where he can be. Even better, Federico Chiesa then comes in to replace him and scores a second goal, which is only Chiesa's second goal since recovering from injury. His first one was in the Coppa Italia. I think you couldn't have asked for a better outcome in that sense if you're Max Allegri. Win the game, win the tie, and get both Vlahovic and Chiesa on the score sheet. I think, again, time will tell. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we'll say afterwards, oh, they're tired from all these extra games, but I think that has the potential to really bring them up. I think the opportunity to push on in this competition, to play a semi-final potentially against Manchester United or Sevilla, and potentially to push on and try to win this competition, knowing that it's a path into the Champions League, knowing that we don't know what the outcome is going to be of the appeal against the points penalty in Serie A, I think it's a really big opportunity and tournament for Juventus as well. So thrilled by everything about this European week from an Italian standpoint. I thought, with the exception of Lazio, I guess, some great stories, some great football played in completely different ways. I'm reserving space in that celebration for Roma and their rearguard effort, as well as the teams that won. I think something wonderful about seeing all these Italian teams not concede a goal in Europe. I know Mina loves it. I know Mina loves to see all of that. But yeah, there were some great defense performances from Roma as well. Another great game from Chris Smalling at centre back for them. In any case, lots to look forward to with all of these quarterfinals to come. I am going to wrap this up because I've been talking for nearly 20 minutes just on my own. My goodness. And be back on Monday with a podcast wrapping up the two derbies, the Derby d'Italia and the Rome derby. Speak to you then. Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.